War. The unavoidable hellscape that plagues the realms has reached its breaking point on Afterworld. War is a tricky beast. It can emerge not only from a minor disagreement, but from a place of hate. There are degrees to war, as with anything else. Some wars are minor battles, scrimmages, really. Others? Well, others can make the greatest conflict in your memory seem so small it's barely mentioned again outside the dust jackets of your history books. In an unnamed valley located roughly 45,000 miles northwest of where the cooks assembled the Grand Feast in the Cobalt Mountains, a clash of man, gods, and monsters was afoot. Legions composed of nameless, neckless monstrosities with their thick albino skin stampeded through the armies of men, breaking through their shields and defenses. One moment a man was on his knees, crying to the gods for salvation. The next, a creature swiped him from the ground like a ragdoll. Its beady, pitch-black, spiderling eyes twisted and contorted as it peered at him before tearing his head from his body. Others joined in, ripping his limbs apart before digging into his torso. Guts, blood, and residual calcic bones smearing their terrifying grins. As much as these creatures enjoyed devouring the body, they seemed to enjoy the man's spiritual essence more. Their mouths watered in anticipation, waiting for the man's soul to arise from his contorted remains. There was no hesitation. As soon as the soul appeared, one of the creatures took a deep, rippling breath, sucking the man's spirit from him. Others immediately joined in. The man's ethereal light stretched and snapped apart like jerky. Its soft glow tore in different directions, entering each of them as their teeth chattered with a terrible, high-pitched scratching sound. They made a hideous scream of excited pleasure as the mark on his severed right arm vanished, and the soul along with it. They looked around, still hungry, gluttonous for their next meal. They'd have turned on the traitorous humans that fought alongside them, but as hungry as they may be, they didn't dare. Each human that fought by their side wore a distinct mark burned into their flesh. A mark radiating the energy of the creature's master, the Dark Creator. And so, they charged forward once again, as some humans in front of them retreated. But not all of humanity broke so easily. Not everyone had lost hope. Two deceased legends stormed ahead to meet the creatures. The first's name? Joan Dark. This timeless hero wore charcoal, light-plated armor with a helmet that covered down to their forehead center. Their body was muscular, with lustrous brown eyes, and as they moved, sweat fell from their black shoulder-length hair, glistening in the smoky air. Joan jumped forward, spinning in the dirt as their blade glowed a brilliant white. With a flawless slash, they cut the head off one monster. Even after coming to Afterworld, Joan remained as honorable as they had been on Earth, a saint, fighting to protect the souls of all. There was no authority here that dictated their every choice, no church that demanded they act ladylike and who ordered their death, sentencing them to be burned at the stake for the sins of cross-dressing and of heresy, obeying the command of a stranger's voice. Though life here was a constant struggle, they took pleasure knowing they were free to be themselves. Not only were they free, but they were fearsome.